Okay, welcome folks. So nice to see you for our closing circle. I can't quite believe that 6 months has gone past. But I think this is really, I don't know, it's just really fun to celebrate you. And my homework for you after this call is for you to share in the forum how you are going to celebrate, because you may find that you have, like most of us, you have, sorry, Siri is now talking to me. Bugger off. Turning my phone off. Done. it's such a slick operation here, I can't even tell you. But like most of us, you may find actually celebrating yourself and celebrating your achievements and milestones actually feels a little bit crunchy, a little bit like, I don't know if that counts, right? I don't know if that actually matters. So one of the reasons that I really love to do this process of actually closing our circle in quite a intentional way is to acknowledge that something has happened here, right? We've come to this place together, which is amazing, right? So this is an opportunity for us to complete this stage of our work together. I really recommend watching the morning call as well, so you get to see everybody. And the idea here is just that we're going to reflect and acknowledge and celebrate your success, your presence in SBCA. And I would offer that the thing about endings and perhaps rituals and ceremonies generally is that we're not very good at that in our culture, right? We tend to be okay at celebrating things as long as there is a kind of communal agreement that it's worthy of celebration. But we're not very great at just celebrating things for the sake of it. And we're even less great at celebrating or acknowledging things that are ending. And for us as coaches, of course, endings are a really natural part of our work. We end our relationships with clients all the time, whether that be individuals or groups. For any of you who work in organizations, you may find that you go through a process of ending there. And I think the thing that we forget when we kind of walk away quietly, when we maybe just leave the party while it's still going and hope no one notices, that we sort of miss out on what it means to acknowledge that ending. So the thing that I have found is that even when we're all really ready for something to end, even when we've really gained a lot, when something finishes, there is loss. And we're not very good at loss. Right. We don't really know what to do with ourselves, although we've discovered that as a culture, what Brits like to do is queue. Queuing gives us a purpose, right? If I'm queuing when there's a big loss, then I know what to do with myself. Jesting slightly. But I think one of the things that can happen with our clients, right, is that they will also experience the same kinds of queuing, like standing in a queue. Sorry Nicola, cultural reference there. Brits are great at queuing, like world champions. 20 hours to walk past the coffin of the queen. 5 miles of queues. Ooh. I don't even know. But I guess the point I'm making here as well is that the more comfortable we get with endings, the easier it is for us to do this in a really intentional way for our clients as well, right? So the kinds of feelings that come up when we're ending something: irritation, withdrawal, dismissing the significance of an ending, and holding on. Right, there's always someone who wants to set up a WhatsApp group after the thing is closed, right? Right, is that you, Nicola? Yeah, I love it. Yeah, there's always someone who wants to hold on. And sometimes our clients will want to do that too, right? They might get irritated with us or withdraw or punish us in some subtle way. Or they might dismiss the, you know, the fact that something is ending, our relationship is ending. Even when that's a really welcome choice and it's the right thing to happen, all of those things can still be present. So these are the ways that our clients can respond to our coaching containers ending. And so what I wanted to give everyone in SBCA is an experience, an example of how you can do this. That is quite intentional. That allows it to be emotional if it needs to be. But the idea is that you get to walk away feeling complete, feeling as if you've said what you needed to say. So what we're going to do is just go around the circle, and I'm just going to share the share the prompts that I sent out. Hopefully you've all seen this. And everyone's just going to take a turn to share their completion sort of statement. I've done this in workshops and retreats, and it's really lovely just to witness each other in all of this, to see where you've all landed. So when you say "I am complete," we will know that you are done. And we're going to do a silent disco applause, which is when you do this with your hands, which is kind of fun. If anyone's been to a silent disco, it's the most tender way of celebrating someone. I think it's so cool. So we're going to do that. Everyone up for it? Yeah. Okay. So we're going to go around the circle, and I'm going to start with Nicola. You are first.
Okay, I just decided I'm going to light a candle, just sort of another, I don't know, addition of ritual. It is a special ending. Okay, hi everyone. I was thinking too, like, oh my God, we started in spring in the Northern Hemisphere, and now, you know, I don't know, in such cozy fall stuff. Okay. In the wisdom of our circle, sorry, Sass, just to be clear, I get to sort of do each of mine, right? Like I do mine fully.
Absolutely, yeah, you do the whole thing, and we will just witness you.
Okay. In the wisdom of our circle, I have learned the gifts of the collective and the richness in our places of both sameness and difference. I kind of remembered and just feel so grateful for how much joy I experience being in learning community and learning relationships. I'm ready to release two things. One is like kind of more layers and habits of my own protective strategies, especially my bystander critic duo with an underlying scapegoat, especially as they show up in my business, like with compassion, but I am ready to release the amount of resistance they've offered over the years. And I'm also ready to release the entanglement pattern of feeling responsible for and attempting to control or rescue my coaching clients. So just deepen that direction. I'm ready to claim the gifts of the sage and more of the light side of my inquisitor. I couldn't remember my other archetype, but I have two bystanders, inquisitor and also guardian archetypes, especially as I learn to deepen in belief in my vision while putting in the steady, devoted, committed work of my warrior within. And I'm also ready to claim greater responsibility for my adulting and my relationship with money and my ability to set and achieve goals. And my sense is that this will require lots of patience, persistence, and committing to imperfect action over idealized ideation. I will honor my need for always keeping a safe spot for my two-year-old in the back seat and letting her know that I'll always be here for her. And I will honor my need for moving gently and giving myself the kindness, respect, and support of accessing guides and breaking things down into baby steps to help me stay regulated with healthy beliefs and psychological safety in the driver's seat. I know I had two. Come on, we know there's a lot of thinking with each one here. One thing I now know to be true about me. So the first is my trauma history is a big part of both what contributes to me having such a sensitive and sophisticated protective system, and also that consciously working with it and its legacies are actually a big part of what helped me be such an empathetic, attuned, and emotionally intelligent coach. And secondly, and this one, Sass will get, just trust me on it. So one thing I now know to be true about me is that I am a wise, sacred tree, and I'm learning to feel safe enough to trust life and to put my roots in the ground. And I know you didn't offer us the question, Sass, but the one other like prompt I wish is something for gratitude. So I'll hold off in case there's any other circle or layer, but I just feel so grateful to you, Sass, and to each one of you and our group.
Are you complete?
Yeah, for now, Sass, it feels like an ending and I really do accept and I love that we're marking it, but it's very hard to truly, like, I'll see you on Thursday. I'll see many of you, you know, I really do feel the energy of deepening, expanding the alumni. So it's the both and. I really embrace the both and I am complete in this moment.
Beautiful. Yay. So great. Thank you, Nicola. That was beautiful. Yeah. Amazing. You've touched so many of us. Thank you. Okay. Somehow we're going to move on from that. Beautiful offer. And Barrett, you're next, my love.
Hello. I'm going to be still active. I'm like, this is going to be a little messy, but I noted down all my thoughts. So we'll just see how we go. So in the wisdom of our circle, I have learned about the power of compassion and how much more intricate my protective systems are. I've learned to differentiate more consciously also between all the parts that make up me, all the like different parts that make up me. And I've gotten the tools to support my clients in a more compassionate way instead of, you know, the, I guess, more general approach of, I'm not saying I did that, but shaming people for not, you know, living up to their own expectations, etc. I am ready to release judgment over others and myself, anger towards people who might have contributed to me, like me establishing specific survival strategies. I am ready to claim my inner wisdom and intuition and the wisdom of healthy anger. Oh, well, I will honor my need for connection with myself and sensibility, my own like sensibility, even if others don't always understand it. One thing I know now to be true about me is, there were different things here. I might not be here to create tangible, material, structured, like, I don't know, traditional successes or whatever, and results, but I'm here to support others in their growth and generate expansion and help them move forward. And that's funny. I mentioned the creed before. I had trouble finding the right answer for this question. But also while I was pondering, I realized that this answer I've just given might not be exclusive. But at the same time, it is still true. Doesn't mean that it's not true. And another thing that was important to me was that I know now what's true about me is that I can be authentic as a coach despite my own struggles and all challenges, because my own growth doesn't necessarily happen at the same time as my clients. Like, they're not necessarily simultaneous or connected, if that makes sense. So yeah, I can still be a great support and guidance for other people, even though there's things I haven't figured out myself yet. I am complete.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Beautiful. I love the naming of the difference between us and our clients, and that we still get to help no matter where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Yeah. Such a light. How cool. Thank you so much for being here. My goodness. Joe, how you doing over there?
I'm doing well. I'm putting my blanket. I'm all snug and I'm loving listening to all of your words. Thank you, everyone. Okay. In the wisdom of our circle, bear with me, maybe ugly crying out on stage. I have learned the power of robust self-belief. So before we started, I heard Steph say that with belief in ourselves, we're unfucking unstoppable. And yes, I'm starting to feel that's true. I'm ready to release people-pleasing, perfectionism, and the pressure to prove myself. I said exactly these words at retreat 4 years ago, and that was a desire. Now it's becoming my reality. I'm ready to claim my feelings, with special thanks to my peer pod for the space and support to explore that. And I'm ready to claim my identity as a self-belief and business coach. But perhaps most importantly, I'm ready to claim my messiness and my imperfection, and to know that regardless of where I am on that journey, today I am already enough. I will honour my need for time and space to listen to my protector when it raises the alarm. It's there for a damn good reason, and it's worth listening to. And one thing I now know to be true about me is I'm both right where I need to be with my work and life, and so ready and excited for what comes next. I am complete. Thank you.
Thank you, Jo. Amazing. Amazing. Love it. It's there is a throat catch, isn't there, sometimes? Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful.
Because those work matters so much.
Yeah. Really feel it. Really feel it. Thank you. Okay. Lorraine, how you doing up there?
Hi. I'm not gonna lie, quite uncomfortable. I'm feeling a little bit unprepared. So anyway, what I've done, so in the wisdom of our circle, I have learned I really don't like being the center of attention. really don't like to dwell on things myself. I guess I'm ready to release responsibility, the entanglement of clients. I guess feeling ready to claim my future. And I guess one thing that I know about myself is I can be brave.
Thank you, Lorraine. Really cool. Really cool. We're witnessing you. So good. Thank you. Rowena.
Going to try and get through this.
Oh, you're a bit quiet.
Tell you why. That's why.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Nice.
Thank you. I've kind of kept this succinct, otherwise I'm gonna bawl. In the wisdom of our circle, I've learned to trust myself to grow however I want. And I'm ready to release feeling shit about self-doubt and to know that it's there for the reason, but it's not the top bitch anymore. I'm ready to claim my right to variety, because I can both create and handle it and see it through. I will honor my need for a sense of joy and freedom. And the one thing I know to be true about me is that I contain multitudes. I am complete.
Beautiful. Love it. Love the claiming. So good. And finally, we come to the circle completion with the lovely Sharon. How are you doing?
I looked at these questions yesterday and just looked at them and just thought, I have no idea what to say. And that's what was making me feel so upset, because I was like, God, I just feel like it's so stupid because I don't know what to say. So that was it.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to say anything.
No. Clearly I don't.
What would you like to do, Sharon?
Well,
is there anything you just want to say off the cuff? Because that's totally welcome.
What I have learned is that there's just so much still to learn, because I basically don't know anything. and that there's some lovely, lovely people out there. You can help and support me. And it's been lovely to be with you all. So I think this is not a reflection of the last 6 months. I think this is just a reflection of today.
Yeah.
I'm just feeling really stressed today, because I'm going to go and run this event that I don't want to run, and I have to go. And so, yeah, it just caught me at a bad time. So look at these questions. Ask me next week. I'll probably be able to answer them.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. So can I offer one thing that I'd like to reflect back to you, Sharon, is, and I'm going to try not to cry, but I've just so loved your presence in our circle. And just really wanted to honour your courage and sharing lots of things that you've shared over the 6 months, and just showing up as you week after week. It's been just so lovely to get to know you, and I'm so glad that we're keeping to work together, and I'm just delighted that you're part of our community.
Thank you.
And yeah, I'm sorry about the timing. It just sounds like we got you at a bad one.
And
we've all been exactly where
you want it to be over.
Yeah, it knocks you for six sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So just know that we care about you. And you're so valued.
Oh, thank you. That's what I was saying to you earlier about that thing that I just want to give up. I just don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah,
I've got to be brave and just tell people I don't want to do it anymore, and just like not worry about disappointing people. But it's really hard.
Of course. Yeah, goes against everything you've been doing.
Sorry.
So there's absolutely nothing to apologize for, and just know that you're held, and there's no rush to make any changes at all.
Yeah.
Got you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, Sharon. You could have decided, I'm not coming.
Oh no, I've got to show up. I always do the showing up.
You're very, very loyal in that way, and I love that about you. It's very cool. Yeah. Thank you so much. So just really wanting to honor all of you for coming and sharing. This is not easy to do this, right, as we've all seen and felt. And I also really want to thank all of you. 3 years ago, the Self-Belief Coaching Academy didn't exist. It was a dream in my head, right? And it didn't seem possible to me that I could take all these ideas and arguments that I was having in my own brain and notebooks and turn that into some kind of coherent methodology. I had so many stories about I needed to really get my PhD first and I really needed to wait and I wasn't ready. And you could probably relate, right? And I worked with a coach that really just helped me claim that for myself and kind of get okay with the fact that it didn't have to be perfect. It just had to be done. And then it's just an ongoing kind of miracle to me that you all said yes and put your faith and trust in me and in this work. And just week after week, you've all shown up to these calls and to your practice pods and to the study group with Scott and have been these gloriously imperfect learners, right? And that has allowed me to be an imperfect teacher. And I was saying to the folks this morning that, like, whenever I'm trying to put some meaning to an experience, I always go back to New Zealand because most of us grew up bilingual. So we spoke Māori and we spoke English. And then we forget it all when we go to school. But the coolest part of that is changing now and that most people in New Zealand are at least semi-bilingual. And over the last couple of years, I've tried to keep that up as much as I can. But I do love some of the concepts around community that come from Māori iwi. And my favourites is a concept called Tūranga Waiwai. And what that loosely translates as is our place to stand. So it's connected to the land, but also the people around us, our ancestors, and it's all kind of wrapped up in aroha, which is love. And so this place feels like my tūranga waiwai, right? This work. It's kind of my place to stand. And I've always felt like this work just came through me and there's too many kind of synchronicities and moments of magic that make me feel like this wasn't something that was just, I got chosen to kind of throw it into the world. And so to share it with you all is just such an honour and a deep, deep satisfying pleasure for me. And, you know, one of the things that I always feel about coaching is that I think it is a new paradigm for helping us make sense of our human experience. I think that we have gone past this quite medical model of mental health and into something that is about thriving and like milking the shit out of life, right? Really making the most of it. And I know that the way we do this work, which is from an evidence basis with this real respectful awareness for the boundaries of trauma, where we've got this compassion for ourselves and our clients, and we're trying to minimize entanglement. We even know what that is. That is non-typical in our industry. Like, this is not coaching 101. And I just want you to know how much I believe in you, in us, in this work. Over the last 10 years, I've only seen an increased demand for coaching work. And I truly believe that what we're creating together is so exciting for what you're enabling in your beloved Muggle clients. This is like just so fun to be part of, to be in community with you around. So however you do this work, whether you add it into your existing business, whether you rock out as a coach, you know, full bore, whether you sort of integrate these tools into your existing practice, however you do this, there's no rules. You get to choose. It's the best fun. I think we've got the best job in the world, but I just really want to thank you for helping me make my dreams come true. And I'm just so excited to watch you do the same for yourselves. So fun. So fun. So thank you, everyone. Thank you. And I wanted to close by sharing my favorite poem which one of my favorite poems, but the poem that really captures this work, I think, and what it kind of looks like and feels like to me anyway. I'm going to try not to cry when I read it. And I know Sharon's heard this already. So Sharon, twice in 1 week. But here we go. So this is from Dawna Markova. And it's called, I Will Not Die an Unlived Life. I will not die an unlived life. I will not live in fear of falling or catching fire. I choose to inhabit my days, to allow my living to open me, to make me less afraid, more accessible, to loosen my heart until it becomes a wing, a torch, a promise. I choose to risk my significance, to live so that which came to me as seed goes to the next as blossom, and that which came to me as blossom goes on as fruit. Isn't that cool? I love that so much. So there we are, lovely people. Thank you so much for coming today and for having this intentional close. We'll be sending you some emails about the graduation process. You're all getting a fancy certificate. It's going to be good fun. And if you can make it on Thursday, we've got our first supervision call. So you can come along and see that. I'll make sure you get the email for that tomorrow.
I won't be there because I'll be running this stupid event. So.
We will miss you, Sharon.
But I will be there at the next one. Yeah.
Perfect. That sounds great. Yeah. All right, lovely people. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the other side.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
See Thanks, you. Everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Lots of love.
Bye. Bye. Lily says bye.
Bye, Lily.